As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It is time for a Show Me Showdown, and we're going to get it on right now. We've got breakfast on the table here. We've got some coffee brewing on the stove. But while our many micro broadcasters and affiliates are out there away for the top of the hour station ID, news, weather, and sports break during this first and shorter segment of today's broadcast, please allow me this opportunity. Thank you for tuning in this morning. You are listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. I am your host for today on President's Day 2009. I do so value every moment of airtime granted to me by Oracle. But more importantly, I value the time you invest each day coming here and joining me live on air in what I consider to be an internet homeschool classroom for the young and old alike, where together we can discover all those very many ideas that make us what we are, Americans, free people in a free land, like it or not. To get the most out of the time we have together, you'll want to develop the habit of listening carefully, having a notepad and a pen or sharpened paper, sharpened pencil at hand, and most importantly, to make full use of the Oracle archived broadcasts. Every time that your hands are busy and your mind is free, you can listen to these broadcasts over and over again. And the more you listen, the more you will learn and retain in your own memory, ready to be used whenever needed and wherever you are. I've got longtime listeners, friends that I've made over the radio who have listened back since 2004, 2005, who have listened to some of my broadcasts 50 and more times and claim that every time they do, they get more out of them. I've spent many years doing research, and I'm bringing to you the best material that I can. Not every piece of material that I bring out has been carefully cross-referenced and checked three ways to study, but most of the material that I bring out, I'll give you the references, the sources. Sometimes you can find this material, sometimes you can't. I have a fairly good library, and some of the books are very rare. But nevertheless, the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own, or they're the authors of the various referenced source material that I present. The opinions and comments expressed by guests and callers remain their own, and all of the information presented on this broadcast is intended solely for the edification or the enjoyment of the audience and may or may not reflect the viewpoint of Oracle Broadcasting Network, its hosts, its sponsors, or its affiliate broadcasters, including the station which you may be listening to right now. So listener, discretion is always advised. And please verify the accuracy and the utility of the information presented within your own research. Verify, verify, and verify again. I receive no financial contributions or compensations from Oracle Broadcasting Network, its sponsors or affiliates, and I bring each broadcast to you as my contribution to the restoration and continuance of the United States of America and the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government bequeathed to us by our forefathers. I self-produce each of these broadcasts utilizing the state-of-the-art technology developed by the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And listen carefully. That means that I do not have a receptionist or a call screener or a board operator helping to take the calls and produce your broadcast. So as I become more familiar with the technology, and as soon as my dog will settle down, I'll take your calls in the order that they're received. But please be sure to mute your computer sound feed or turn off your radios when calling in so that we don't have feedback issues and reverbs and all that other stuff. And also, please be patient because you'll have to wait until you come on air and there's not going to be anybody chatting with you in the meantime. We'll be back right after this break and get this show on the road. Stay with us.
Travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it is time for a Show Me Showdown. Got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Monday, February the 16th, 2009 broadcast, and it's a two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at vocallocal.org, OzarksVoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And interactive talk radio is the name of the game, so to be part of today's broadcast, you can sign in. Pick a name and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. It's host at vocallocal.org. Host at vocallocal.org. Good thing for that coffee on the stove. And for those of you without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the big M.O. to me, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96. Out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, in the southwest corner of Missouri, 65647. Again, those websites are VocalLocal.org and OzarksVoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Jump on in there today. Today is President's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about George Washington and other material along that line, a little bit of patriotic flag waving, if you will. We'll go into market reports and discover more about the unstimulating stimulus plan. We'll do an overview of Become Vocal Local basic concepts. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports. Remember that the futures market is closed today, New York futures market, in honor and respect of President's Day. But the market active trading New York City as of February 16, 2009 at 9 o'clock a.m. New York. Gold off 40 cents to $941.20 an ounce. Silver equally down 8 cents to $13.59. Platinum trading up $4 to $10.65. Palladium plus a buck to $216. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was trading down 82 points to 78.50, under that 8,000 mark still. The NASDAQ minus 7 points to 1534. The USDX, the dollar index, up 18 basis points to 86.67. Crude oil was up 13 cents, trading at $37.64 a barrel. And of course, I'll remind you again that the futures market is closed. These are active trading numbers, early morning numbers, and they will continue to fluctuate throughout President's Day. It's 32 degrees and mostly sunny and calm here in southwest Missouri. Quite a nice morning starting off. Chilly and brisk. The market will close in 7 hours. The spot market is open and will be open most all of the day, it looks like, from what I can pick up off of the Internet. Here's a little article on from London out of Reuters. February the 16th, here's the headline, precious gold steady, supported by ETF buying. This is written by a guy named John Hardy, I think. Maybe that. Let's go into it. London, again, February 16th. Gold was little changed in Europe on Monday, consolidating after last week's more than 3% rise with strong demand for physical investment products, such as gold-backed exchange-traded funds of the ETFs. Remember that. If you're new to this kind of a report, if you don't ordinarily follow the market reports, ETFs, exchange-traded funds. All right. The closure of the U.S. markets for President Day holiday is likely to keep the traders on the sidelines this session. Spot gold. Bullion prices again rose nearly $30 an ounce last week as concern over the economic outlook and turmoil in the financial sector prompted investors to buy the metal as a haven from risk. I'll just stop right there. Most of you are not familiar with my broadcast and how I go about things. I read a lot. I talk a lot. I jump in wherever I want to, and then I go back to the article. It's kind of a back and forth, back and forth. I like the articles that I bring out. I like the materials that I bring out, but sometimes I disagree with them or I want to expand on it a little bit, and so I do that. All right? That's the way my process works. If you're not familiar with any of the broadcasts that I've done in the past, I do talk about a lot of different issues. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been talking on another network about demand. Demand as it drives sustainable development. Demand as it drives the economy. And here in this opening sentence from Reuters out of London, I'll just repeat it again. Gold was little changed in Europe on Monday, consolidating after last week's more than 3% rise with strong demand for physical investment products such as gold-backed exchange-traded funds supporting those prices. The closure again of the U.S. markets for President's Day holiday is likely to keep traders on the sidelines of this session. Nevertheless, we're going to see a lot of activity today. If you don't follow on a regular basis, you'll notice that the gold came out of the hole right at the morning bell at midnight, I guess, London time. And took a nosedive and then took a climb again, and then it went down and it's coming back up again. But there's going to be a lot of action today. This is kind of like a blind day. A lot of people won't be paying attention, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Again, this trend for the next hours and days, this is a leg higher. I should just back it up a little bit. Let me do that. There's a guy, Wolfgang, and I won't even try it. His middle name is beyond me. Rossbach, the head of sales at Precious Metals Group, Arath, said, however, that with jewelry demand soft, there's demand now used twice, gold was likely to consolidate before its next leg higher. So we're going to be seeing things happening here. Here's the quote. The trend for the next hours and days is probably a little lower before we make a new attempt higher, he said. Between 935 and 930, there is danger that the metal will break its recent upward trend. There is danger that the metal will break its upward trend, and then we might head a little lower. And so for several weeks now, I've been saying from various sources that we might see gold dip down into the close to 900 level. But fear not, little flock. It's going to go a lot higher. But turmoil in the financial markets and economic worries are still supporting demand, this is the third time in this article, for gold as a safe store of value. If you're not a gold investor, if you don't follow gold and silver coin, listen to this broadcast on a regular basis and you might change your mind. Equities fell on Monday after a lack of concrete action following a G7 meeting this weekend, and as data showed, Japan is sinking deeper into recession. Japan reported its worst quarterly contraction in 35 years on Monday. Fear-driven demand for, there's a demand again. Seems that this author likes the word demand just as much as I do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you.
You know, it's been several years since I've been on with a two-hour broadcast. I'm really looking forward to doing this slot here at the 9 o'clock hour, getting the day started on Oracle. Give us an opportunity to go into things a little deeper. We won't have to go in with a teaspoon. We can bring a tank car, and I'm looking forward to that. Back to this article again. Fear-driven demand for investment products is helping to balance a drop-off in jewelry buying in traditional gold markets such as China, India, and the Middle East. Now, if you haven't been watching the news, financial news, from the big triangle, London, Dubai, and New York, you might be have been not following the demise, if you will, or the real hardship, if you will, for the Dubai United Arab Emirates jewelry trade. It's an important indicator because a lot of people buy in Dubai, kind of a nice place to go and spend some do-re-mi, no doubt, sitting right there on the Persian Gulf, jet skiing and enjoying the nice hotels and visiting international city, etc. In fact, if you haven't done any internet research or other research into Dubai and the United Arab Emirates, I would recommend that you do. You know, it's right off the Strait of Hormuz. You could have a fourth-story condominium. Maybe Dick Cheney bought one, Lynn, Dick, and on their friends, Dick and Lynn and Dick. And maybe they've got a condo that looks out there on the Strait of Hormuz, and so they look forward to kind of sporting events as one destroyer destroys the other and one small boat gets shot into the 1,000 pieces. Nevertheless, back to that again, fear-driven demand for investment products is helping to balance a drop-off in jewelry buying in traditional gold markets such as China, India, and the Middle East. And when you put the India and Dubai together, you're talking about a major portion of the gold jewelry market. Continuing the world's largest gold-backed ETF, New York's SPDR Gold Trust, said its holdings rose more than 15 tons to a record of 985.86 tons on Friday. That's a bunch, a gob and a bunch. The trust's gold holdings are up more than 205 tons, or 26% so far this year. So apparently somebody's buying gold besides the people that are living out here in Hill and Hollerland in southwest Missouri. But India's gold demand was slack on Monday as high prices pushed traders off. Gold demand is very sluggish, they said, and everybody is waiting for a dip into the 900 to 920 range, and we may see that this week. The head of Bombay Bullion Associates said on Friday that there have been no gold imports into India so far in February, and scrap supply from India and China is rising, however, as the climb in the spot prices prompt existing gold holders to cash in on gains. Anyway, lots of this, lots of that. Well, there's just a little bit left of this article. I'll finish it. We'll go on to some other information. Gold took little direction from its usual main external drivers, key things here, the dollar and the oil prices. Now, I was probably one of the first that brought it out on air, at least the internet radios that I listen to, but there was a kind of an anomaly. There's been an anomaly happening for a little while over the last 10 years that I've been following these daily stock and gold and silver indexes that I've reported earlier. Typically, when the U.S. dollar index goes down, gold goes up. And when the U.S. dollar index goes up, gold goes down. But for quite some time now, a couple of weeks, almost a month, maybe a little longer than that, the U.S. dollar index has been going up and gold has been going up. So basically what we're talking about in all of this is an understanding that these markets are so rigged and so manipulated that if this was a roulette wheel, you'd want to feel around underneath the table and see if you couldn't try and find the magnet. Big trouble in the financial market. You know, that's the trouble with funny money. That's the trouble with being able to have unlimited access to the printing press and to the computer screen where you can just add trillions and trillions of digits. Pretty harmless. Pretty painless. We're going to talk about mining on this broadcast, gold mining, silver mining, diamond mining, and other kinds of mining from time to time. That's how you really create wealth. You don't do it on a computer screen. You don't do it just by printing with printing presses. You're going to have to extract natural resources to find wealth. Gold typically trades in the opposite direction again to the U.S. currency, as it is often bought as a hedge against dollar weakness. However, both are currently benefiting from rising risk aversion. Key phrase, rising risk aversion. See, the people that have a lot of money, some people call them the elite, I just think of them as rather wealthy folk. But the people that have a whole gob and a bunch of money out there realize the risks that are involved in these dollar-denominated paper assets, and they're seeking safe haven. They're investing in gold and silver products to have risk aversion, or perhaps a result of their risk aversion, whatever. Oil prices were steady above $37 a barrel, pausing after Friday's 10% rally as investors waited a direction from the signing of the U.S. stimulus package. We'll talk about that, too. All among the other precious metals, silver also took strong support, and we'll go into that maybe next week. Holdings of the biggest silver ETF, the iShares Silver Trust, were at a record 7,607 tons on Friday. Spot silver edged down to $13.53 an ounce from $13.62. Platinum and palladium remained under considerable pressure, blah, blah, blah. I never used the guy's name because I really can't stand him, and I don't think he is constitutionally authorized to occupy the office. But here this author says President Barack Obama... I like to think of him as Barry the Usurper before he took his multiple oaths. I considered him to be the pretender. Now that he's in that position and sleeping in the White House, I just simply consider him to be a usurper. We'll drop that article from London. That's good news, financial news. Go into a little bit more. Again, this out of Johannesburg, South Africa. Barry Sargent was the author. He's got an article here. It says miners don't need banks. Global capital for mining. In the past few months, mining companies have raised $30 billion U.S. directly from keen investors, keen to lock in great value. Johannesburg, Friday the 13th, February 2009. While U.S. Treasury, I love this opening phrase, while U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner continues to dither over details of the financial stability plan, leaving markets in general to stumble on sideways, selected mining companies continue to raise fresh capital directly from investors. While the bank bailouts have become commonplace in a number of countries, all kinds of sectors, that's a word that I'll use frequently, we'll talk about the various sectors. That's a kind of a United Nations newspeak terminology. But all kinds of sectors have raised hands in appeals for non-bank bailouts. The mining sector has struggled on silently. We do need to pay attention to these miners. You know, a lot of people say, well, we ought to end the Fed. We ought to get rid of this funny money. And I agree with them. There are ways to do that. We'll talk about that and find out more about that. That's part of the idea behind becoming vocal local, and we'll go into that and explain it in the days ahead, weeks, months, however long it takes, get the point across. But really, if we're going to have some kind of a commodity-backed or asset-backed, gold or silver-backed gold, we're going to need to have all hands on deck. We're going to need to dig deep into the bowels of the earth and bring up some gold because we got trillions and trillions and trillions to monetize. And it's not going to be done with the couple of, you know, bullion coins. That's not going to do it. Continuing. But the struggle tides may have turned for miners at least in the past few months. Mining companies have raised at least $30 billion U.S. by way of new equity issues, also known as rights or capital issues, bonds, loan notes, and in some forced circumstances, sales of equity stakes in operating entities. Old-fashioned bank lending is rare, if seen at all. So the mining community is turning its back, let's say, on the funny money system, not entirely, but certainly turning their backs on banks and looking to the private sector for security. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the Corporate Control Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.cpwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.cpwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
What a multitasking guy I'm getting to be here. Now the next thing I need to do is get a stick and a bunch of plates, you know, I'm trying to swirl them over my head and get a basketball and bounce it with my feet or something. Anyway, back to the articles here, back to the broadcast. Again, those call-in numbers, if you want to try it, are 512-904-8014 out of Austin. Or if you've got unlimited long distance, and as I said, around America and around the world, it's toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. At the other end of the capital raising scale, a number of gold companies have been raising fresh capital as if nothing odd at all is going on in credit and equity markets. You hear that? There's a whole group of people who are not affected by the funny money Ponzi scheme coming out of the city of Washington and New York. They're going on with their lives, as I hope you are as well. Seen as a group, gold stocks and the very small cousin, silver stocks, are the single best performing equity subsector in the world. In a relative sense, reflecting broad conscience in gold bullion, and also the price trading well within throwing distance of its record high set in March 2008. We could go on and on. There's a lot of stuff in this. I'll just let it pass. Let's go over to a little bit more. Received an email from a friend of mine over the weekend. This is a something that was put together by Veronique Durugi, February 13, 2009. The final stimulus package is the final insult to taxpayers. Give you a little bit of her text, and then I'm going to go to a list that she's prepared and sent along. Give us an idea of some of the places that they're fraudulently spending our fraudulent reserve notes. Here it is. The final version of the stimulus bill is ready to be voted on in the House by the House and the Senate. That's happened. Here are the good news. The $246 million tax credit to Hollywood that made its way to the initial House bill and was removed by in the Senate version, it didn't make it to the final bill. That's the good news. And that's pretty much it for the good news. Total spending amounts of $792 billion with $570 billion in direct spending and $212 billion in tax provisions. These numbers don't include the massive amount of interest that will accrue on the increased debt. If we include that, the total amount comes to about $1.14 trillion, according to this author's mathematics. I haven't verified that, so you just take it with a grain of salt. Supporters of the package describe the legislation as transportation and infrastructure investment, the idea being to use spending to put America back to work while at the same time fixing decrepit infrastructure. And for those of you who have followed economic talk at any time, you understand this is Keynesian economics, John Maynard Keynes, that Brit that brought the foolish concept into America and into our schools and into the White House, the state houses, etc. This ridiculous concept in economy that says that you can simply spend your way into prosperity. In other words, the more you spend, the wealthier you are. Why, you could be millions of dollars in debt and consider yourself a millionaire. The conference report dedicates 30% of all discretionary spending to 33 new programs. And I stop again. It depends on how long you've studied socialism and all of the various political philosophies of Western Europe and England. It depends on how long you've studied all that before you start to turn your ears on and put your antennas up every time you see the word program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M. Of course, in the English language, not the American language, but the English language, that's spelled with two M's and an E. It's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, just like the Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development in the 21st Century. So, again, 33 new programs, and that's the way I like to say it, totaling $95 billion and expand 73 programs. These are social programs, which are normally part of the regular appropriations process, by $92 billion. It's all these billions. You know, I look at my checkbook, you know, and I carefully balance it out and make sure I'm right down to the penny, you know, because you never know, I might need to float a check close to that last penny to pay for my internet bills or to make a donation to Oracle Broadcasting or somebody place else, you know. We're never sitting there with an unlimited amount of money. But these people are spending billions like they had no tomorrow. In one interesting twist, the conference committee dropped many of the prohibitions included in the version passed by the Senate, and these prohibitions were the result of an amendment sponsored by Senator Tom Colburn, Republican out of Oklahoma, last week, and on and on. We can go back to Tom Colburn on another day. None of the amounts appropriated or otherwise made available by this act are used for casinos, gambling establishments, aquariums, zoos, blah, 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 blah. Let's look at some of the stuff that's in here. Just to get a sense of what made it through this supposedly scrubbed bill. $24 million to the United States Department of Agriculture Buildings and Rent Fund, I guess, for buildings and rent. $176 million for renovating the Agricultural Research Service buildings. $290 million for flood prevention. That'll be a key to follow. That's a trigger for us to understand, for those of you who listen to this broadcast, and keep your pens and paper handy throughout these broadcasts, because we're going to talk about the FEMA's all-hazard, multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard mitigation program here and other things. $50 million for watershed rehabilitation. That should put the antenna all the way up there. Your rabbit ears should be swiveling now. $1.4 billion for wastewater disposal programs. Again, this all falls into the same areas, things that we'll talk about on this broadcast. $295 million for administrative expenses associated with food stamp programs. Oh, my God. $1 billion for the 2010 census. Why do we need to put that in here? Don't they ordinarily have an appropriation for the census? But they're putting $1 billion into it. $200 million for public computer centers at community colleges and libraries. Community colleges here in the Southwest Missouri are tax-funded. Why do we need to take federal money and put that into computers for community colleges, I ask? And libraries. I pay a tax for the library as well. Why are we taking, then again, federal tax dollars for our local libraries. Wouldn't that be a local issue? That's what we talk about and become vocal local, because they get a little bit tired of this drudge, if you will. $650 million for the digital TV converter box coupon program. What is this, corporate fascism? I don't even have a television set, never had a television set. If somebody wants to have a television set in their house, it's their own trouble. If they want to have a converter, that's their own problem. If they want to enforce a conversion rule, that's their own problem. Take it up with Mr. Well, I won't get into it. Take it up with the controlled media and the people that sell the televisions and get it out of our tax barrel. What is this? Insanity or just graft? $2 million for Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program. I don't know what that is. $10 million to combat Mexican gun runners. Oh, give us a break. $125 million for rural communities to combat drug crimes. That's the militarization of your local police force. That's where they get the Humvees and all of the see-through-the-wall cameras and stuff like that. $125 million. And that's not nearly enough, and it's far too much, if you understand what I'm saying. 3,066 counties all across this country. $125 million is going to disappear. Is that what it's going to be? Buy everybody a pair of gloves? Ridiculous. $1 billion for a community-oriented policing services program. Absolutely horrid to even think about it. $1 billion for NASA. $300 million to purchase scientific instruments for colleges and museums. You might as well I'll just stop right there. You know, that's not the way to start the week. It's certainly not a good way to start the day. Here's something that I like a little bit better on the local front. My local town here, tiny little burg. This is the headline news out of KYTV. Exeter, I said, that's right. You can send mail to me at P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Exeter lays off the police to pay for a new water system, by Chad Plein, KY3 News. Exeter, Missouri. The recession is no doubt impacting how small communities do business. One hard-hit town is in southern Berry County. Exeter disbanded its police force. The city says the explanation is simple. The city doesn't have enough money for all its expenses and something had to go. We weren't broke, just short of money, said Mayor Rusty Reed. Exeter City Council voted unanimously on December the 10th to close its police department so the city could continue operation. The Exeter Police Department, which was created in 1994, consisted of a full-time chief and a part-time officer. Yep, that's our police department. They did a good job, an excellent job, said Reed. Many of the calls for service were domestic disputes. Most of the time, however, Exeter officers sat and waited for speeders to come through town. Now those duties go 3 miles down the road to the Berry County Sheriff Department. They'll call 911 and they'll call them running. The citizens of Exeter say, now this, how can you make a comment like that? The citizens of Exeter say, no one asked me. I would have given them an earful. The citizens, that's why they didn't ask me, by the way, they know I'm on air. The citizens of Exeter say they've been without a police department before. We'll be right back and we'll find out what happens next.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we are back. Continuing here with this little article from our local town, and this is a small town, folks. This is rural America. I live about, I'd be in city speak, about two blocks from an auction barn where they bring in the cattle and whatnot and auction them off on the weekends. You hear all the lowing and whatnot of the cattle as they're penned up during the week. Sometimes it'll bleed through on air, so you might hear a cow mooing in the background, but just realize that one of these days, not too distant future, it will likely be on your table. And that's the way it works. So, again, they're talking about this laying off the police to pay for a new water system, and back into the article. It says, many of the calls for service were domestic disputes. Most of the time, Exeter officers sat and waited for the speeders to come through town. That they did, in fact. Now those duties go 3 miles down the road, blah, blah, blah. The citizens of Exeter say they've been without police department before, and they can do it again. And I hope we can do it again permanently. I've never slept so well knowing that the police were not on duty. What this all boils down to is that they had to choose between a police department and a new water system, which went online on Thursday. And that's not a very well online either, by the way. The system was 55 years old and had busted lines. We could repair them, but had no map of where they were, said Reed, the mayor. The new water tower holds 4 times the amount of water as the old one. Construction of the 200,000-gallon tower, combined with increased cost during construction, pushed the budget to the brink. In other words, they went way over budget. Hired an incompetent contractor, in my opinion. The whole town is torn up, and they've off until spring. So they left my front yard all torn up, and the street all along the road, and everywhere else is just piles of dirt everywhere. Fire hydrants sticking up and buried halfway in, and so on and so forth. I don't know. But obviously there was no inspection, there was no check-off on the water before the water was turned on, turned off, and turned on, and turned off, and so on and so forth. But the city isn't letting this spoil its Christmas. Exeter is already looking a few months into the future when it can reopen its police department. Boy, I hope it won't. We'll survive here in Exeter, the mayor said. Anyway, long story short, we'll just drop that. Now, on this broadcast... Today, so far, I've been enjoying this lengthy stretch of time that on a 1-hour broadcast you just don't have. So we can go into some of the things a little deeper. Now, even though I'm going to bring out financial information and financial news and the market reports and the commodities and things like that, this is not really a financial broadcast. I'm not a gold broker. I don't sell stocks or bonds or communities or commodities or any of that stuff. I just put it out there so that you can hear this information from time to time, because I believe that it's important for us to pay attention to the things that are happening economically. And I know on Oracle Broadcasting, I'm basically preaching to the choir here, but we have a much wider audience, and it's going to continue to grow. And so as more and more people come online, they'll begin to hear a little bit about some of these things, these ideas about the Federal Reserve banking system, the fraud that it is, and perhaps they will be able to alert their community and their friends and their families and begin, like I say, restoring it, or, well, taking it back, you know, one precinct, one county, and one state at a time. We're going to talk about that. Right now you don't understand what I'm talking about. But Become Vocal Local is all about bringing back the representative system of government right where we are. You see, this whole system is based on compliance, voluntary compliance. It's your silence that implies your consent in all of the various jurisdictional questions. When you do nothing, then government just assumes that you are down on that, you know, you're cool with it. And so they just proceed, and they proceed to proceed. Well, decades have passed. Generations have come, and generations have gone in this quietude. And at this point, about the only thing that we've got left, as far as our country is concerned, are these very auspicious days on the calendar. And in the next hour, we're going to go into, in greater detail, President's Day, a little bit about George Washington, and so on. But before we do that, I'd like to close out this hour sharing a little bit more information about just what is Become Vocal Local, and why do I style the broadcast with that name, and how does it appear when I write it? When I write it in the chat room, of course, it's just Become Vocal Local. But unless you add the exclamation point at the end of that phrase, and I like to put Become in regular typeface and then in bold italics, Vocal Local, followed by that exclamation point, then it becomes a complete sentence. It's an expression. It's a phrase. It's valuable for us to understand the power of it. In Latin, it's vocalis, localis. And totalis is like totalis. There's lots of these little alices in Latin. But Become Vocal Local is a sentence. It's a phrase. It's a statement. It can be a rallying cry, if you will, to get us out of our complacency. Now, here's a little credo that I wrote. And if you go to the vocallocal.org website, www.vocallocal.org website, you'll be dreadfully disappointed. It's the most homely-looking little website in the world, and it has almost nothing on it. But it has several documents that if you read, you'll get a basic idea of where I was coming from back in around October when I started making my mind up that I was going to come back on air again. And this time, from 2000 until 2008 until 2012, this time, we're not going to let the enthusiasm of the presidential election just evaporate and find ourselves naked in 2012. Scrambling around trying to raise money and start precinct groups for the next presidential candidate. This time, we're going to get ready. So as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And when I say this, it's not meant to say or give any place to the globalist earlier maxim, think global, act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of, or even the very nemesis of, globalism. And we can go into greater definitions of what is globalism in the weeks and months ahead. But I think we can all understand it, whether you call it Zionism, whether you call it corporate fascism, collectivism, all of these isms, positivism, Unitarianism, all of these isms, if we just consider it globalism as the drive towards the establishment or the creation and making permanent of a new world order, a global governance system, then you're in the right place. Countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in, Vocal Local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. And in future broadcasts, I'll go into where that idea, the safety cult agenda, comes from. It's right out of Agenda 21, by the way. And when I say countering the craft and the guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action, what is a change agent? Of course, we'll go into that, study its origins, bring it out of the Tavistock Institute so that you understand what a change agent is and so that you can recognize them and their language when they come into your area. Exposing globalist localism propaganda, Vocal Local reveals the true nature of public-private partnerships, key phrase, as nothing more than a naked move toward corporate fascism. So, through all of this Orwellian and Aldous Huxleyan newspeak, we look at these various parts and pieces, but whenever you see the words public-private partnership, you just remember fascism, corporate fascism, actually. Wherever it is attempted, Vocal Local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants and aid. Realizing that whenever a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. This is the way they get you, folks. When you take this funny money, these billions and billions of stimulus, when you accept them, when you cash your coupon for your new digital TV converter box, you've bought in. That's public buy-in. That's compliance, voluntary compliance. And that's where the shackles of control come on, because you know with the digital television sets, you'll not only be watching TV, but very likely they'll be watching you. A truly informed, bold, vocal people, bold, vocal, local people understand that it is a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it may be hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. What are we talking about there? By becoming informed and working with the people right where you are, whether it be your county commissioners or whether your mayor or whether it might be your school board or whether it might be your water board or even your dog catcher, by becoming truly informed and working with them, you can block it before it gets into your town. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us for hour two.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. Willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea.
Oh, P.S. Lose some weight.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Monday, February the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting our second hour, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web also, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. Again, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, as I like to say, hard facts and workable solutions for you today. Before the break and in this first little snippet, if you will, the first and shortest segment of our day's broadcast, I'll just give you a little bit more of information that I've got someplace in here. I mean to tell you, do I have stacks of paper? I have stacks of paper. We might consider this to be that short break, if you will. While this is an internet-only time period, many of our micro broadcasters and our affiliate stations are away for their top-of-the-hour station ID, news, weather, and sports break. And so, let me continue. I was giving you some of the basics about this broadcast. Again, I have to say that the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own, or the authors of the various reference source material I present. Opinions and comments expressed by guests and callers remain their own, and all information presented on this broadcast is, again, intended solely for the edification or enjoyment of the audience and may or may not reflect the viewpoint of Oracle, Oracle Broadcasting Network, its hosts, its sponsors, or its affiliate broadcasters, including the station which you may be listening to today. Listener discretion is always advised, and please verify the accuracy and the utility of the information presented within your own research. Okay, I've covered this CYA right there, I guess, covering up for everybody. Disclaimers are sometimes necessary, especially in this litigious age that we're finding ourselves in. And when you do call in, and I'll give those call-in numbers out again, but when you do call in, and I do welcome your calls, please stay on point and on topic relating your questions and comments to the material being discussed on each broadcast. And this is family radio. This is early morning family radio. So any language that I judge to be profane or vulgar will not be allowed, and you will go right off the air. If you value the information that you hear on this or any of the broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting, if you can and as you can, perhaps you would consider supporting Oracle Broadcasting Network by visiting the www.oraclebroadcasting.com and locate the chip-in banner on the homepage and make a generous contribution to keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. Also, on the left side of the Oracle homepage, you may click on the members area link. Here you'll be able to sign up to become an Oracle member. Oracle members help support the network and receive access to all of the broadcasts in high-quality 128K archives and live streaming audio. Oracle membership is $9.99 a month, or you save $60 when you sign up for a yearly subscription. With or without a paid membership, everyone may sign up for the free Oracle newsletter to keep abreast of all of the new shows, featured guests, promotions, and schedule changes. Just click on the newsletter link on the Oracle homepage and subscribe today. But wait, that's not all. Like what you hear and want to help promote Oracle Broadcasting? Click on the Oracle Broadcasting gear on the Oracle homepage and view all the quality Cafe Press products, each emblazoned with the Oracle Broadcasting Network logo in your choice of colors. There you'll find t-shirts, golf tees, hoodies, sweats, and many more apparel items in both men's and women's styles and sizes. And for the next time you're out with your favorite canine critter, be sure it's smiling and styling in its own Oracle doggy tee. Any way that you can do, please help Oracle bring you the best news and information that Internet talk radio has to offer. And buy American whenever you can. Shop locally, support your local sponsors, and support our network sponsors, too. Together we can take America back one precinct, one county, and one state at a time. So that's my commercial break. While the others are taking their commercial break, do consider supporting this network. If we can keep this information going and growing, and as I mentioned in the first hour, at the top of the hour of the last hour, I received no compensation for this, so it all goes right back to Oracle. Stay with us. We'll get this second hour going.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome to the Monday, February the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now starting the second hour. If you missed the first hour, folks, just go to the Oracle Broadcasting Network archives page and click on it. Listen to the first hour, too. Pick it up and play it over and over again. This is Interactive Talk Radio. The name of the game is basically the same kind of talk radio you probably find just about anywhere, with a little bit of a wrinkle. My name is William Roberts. I always bring good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. You can sign in and pick a name and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. It's 27 had been just a moment ago. Now it's down to 24. We need you there. Three more would do it. Lots of interesting chat going on in there, and it's very, very heady stuff. Good intellectual discussion happening. I like to see that on a broadcast like this. Or you can simply pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014. That's 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, call toll-free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And as always, for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 in Exeter, Missouri, MO65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, the big O, M-O, 6547. Those websites, again, are vocallocal.org. That's www.vocallocal.org and www.ozarksvoter.info. Two very interesting sites. And you'll find out on ozarksvoter.info more about what we're doing in the Southwest and the Barry County chapters of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. Interesting things going on by a lot of people that are very, very dedicated to preserving our property rights in this coming decade and century. So those are some websites that you can visit. Again, those numbers are 512-904-8014 and long distance free 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome, and those numbers are posted on the Oracle Broadcasting homepage. Continuing back in here, we've got I'll just do a little special announcement here locally. The Barry County Campaign for Liberty and the Barry County Chapter of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress will be jointly hosting guest speaker Dr. Larry Bates, a veteran newsman, economist, former legislator, and bank CEO. Dr. Bates is the author of the best-selling book, The New Economic Disorder, and hosts the radio show Unraveling the New World Order. He's appeared on such popular Christian programs as Point of View and Prophecy in the News. Dr. Bates will be speaking on the following subjects: how the Obama presidency will affect your finances and freedom, what the 2008 elections mean for gun rights and the future of the United States of America, specific actions you can take to protect your family from impending economic and political crises, and the plans for a new currency for North America. Also, you'll discuss how to stormproof your assets. Again, Dr. Larry Bates in Southwest Missouri. Here's the location. I hope you have your pens and paper ready. Dr. Bates will be speaking. It's this Thursday, by the way. Here it is. Yes, the date. He's going to be speaking Thursday, February the 19th, 2009. This coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the New Crowder College Whatley Center. W-A-T-L-E-Y, Whatley Center at the New Crowder College. Here's the address, 4020 Main Street in Cassville, Missouri. If you're anywhere in the Southwest Missouri and want to come down and listen to Dr. Larry Bates, we'd love to see you there. There'll be a lot of property-minded folk in the audience, and we look forward to hearing Dr. Bates. I look forward to meeting with him, and I hopefully will be able to record a brief interview. We'll see how that works out. He has a very busy schedule, and he's giving us this time gratis. So please help us to fill the room and give Dr. Larry Bates a warm welcome to Southwest Missouri. This is President's Day, but let's find out a little bit more about that. Might not spend the whole hour on it, but we're going to talk a little bit about President's Day and George Washington. Why not? We've got the usurper in power now, and he's certainly been styling his whole system so far after Lincoln, but there was another president. Washington birthday, this right out of Wikipedia. I won't go through this whole thing. Washington's birthday is a United States federal holiday celebrated on the third Monday of February. It's also commonly known as President's Day or President's Day. Depends on how you want to spell it. As Washington's birthday or President's Day, it's also the official name of a concurrent state holiday celebrated on the same day in a number of states, including Missouri, the Big Mo, where I live. Here's the history. Titled Washington's Birthday, the federal holiday was originally implemented by the United States of America federal government in 1880 for government offices in the District of Corruption, that would be Columbia, and expanded in 1885 to include all federal offices, so on and so forth, statutes quoted. As the first federal holiday to honor an American citizen, the holiday was celebrated on Washington's actual birthday, which was February 22nd. On January the 1st, 1971, the federal holiday was shifted to the third Monday in February by the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, a draft of the Uniform Holiday Bill of 1968. Would have renamed the holiday to President's Day to honor both Washington and Lincoln, but this proposal failed in committee, and the bill is voted on and signed into law on June 28, 1968, kept the name Washington's birthday. Now I'm just going to stop. You know I like to do that. I read this stuff. But when I'm reading, I have to let you know what I'm seeing sometimes so that the words aren't just coming along in a long stream. When you see something like the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, the Uniform Holiday Bills of 1960 Act, what should that trigger in your mind? early in, late in the 1800s, I think it was 1878, maybe as late as 1898, the American Bankers Association was formed. Shortly thereafter, they formed the American Bar Association. And the American Bar Association later created the Uniform Law Commission. The Uniform Law Commission. And the Uniform Law Commission was created largely, clandestinely, and in the main, to do end runs around the Constitution, because, you know, that troubling document is so blessed hard to alter or amend. And so rather than to have the impediment of the Constitution for the United States of America in the way, the Uniform Law Commission was created so that they could create uniform laws and model codes and model acts that could then be introduced through the various states by the bill drafting agencies, the legislative bill drafting agencies, and the same kind of a carbon copy that occurs in Washington. You know, so many times your legislators will say, well, you know, this is my bill. But quite frequently, this has been written for them, and they just sponsor it, they sign on. And as we've seen recently with the stimulus plan, they don't even read the bill. But they get the credit in the hometown. So they take it from, what is it, Wall Street to Main Street? They take it from Washington, D.C. back home, and then they are cheered and get their limousine parades for doing something that they didn't do. Anyway, we'll be right back and continue with this. Stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Oh.
And we are back. Now, I've got a huge library. Well, I don't have a huge library. Let's say I have a modest personal library. Lots and lots and lots of books. And I've read most of the books in my library. I've got a box in the corner with a few new books that I'm looking forward to getting into. Recently, while going around on hands and knees, if you will, in a local flea market, I picked up another set of encyclopedias. This, I think, is either the seventh or the eighth set, and I'm kind of skim reading and working my way through them. But for today's broadcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about George Washington. I have lots of encyclopedias by general standards, I guess you'd say, seven volumes, Britannica, two sets of Funk and Wagnalls, the New World, the kind of socialist modern Groliers that you might find in your public libraries and others. But this is the Encyclopedia Americana, complete in 30 volumes. It was published in 1951, copyrighted in 1951. I have the 1951 volume open here on my desk. I love to go back in and read them. Why do I have all of these encyclopedias, and why do I collect old encyclopedias? Because information changes. Truth seems to morph as each decade passes. I also have a collection of dictionaries. I have the 1759 Johnson, and then I've got the 1828 Webster's, and I have Webster dictionaries almost by the decades up until the modern times. But I prefer to draw a line in the sand in my research pile, if you will, right around 1960, at the time of the free speech movement. When the free speech movement started going in Berkeley, California, I was soon thereafter down in that area, living now in a garage, hippy-dippy, but not a weatherman, letting my freak flags fly, enjoying the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that was spoon-fed to the youth of America, thinking nothing of it, just going along to get along and being part of my generation. But the free speech movement altered the course of education in the United States of America, and when the historical revisionists began creeping in, the integrity of professors was challenged, and people were no longer bound by any moral code or ethic to write the truth. And so many things came into existence and are with us today that are far from the truth. But anyway, here back from this 1950s Encyclopedia America. This is the beginning of the article, and I certainly won't read it. It's many pages in length. On George Washington, first president of the United States, he was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia, on a farm, later known as Wakefield, February the 22nd. And then they have parenthetically, old style, February the 11th. Now I'd have to go back in there. I don't know, is that the switch to the Gregorian calendar? I'd have to check the date to make sure. But February the 22nd of 1732. He was a rather young man in 1776, wasn't he? Mount Vernon, he was where he died. Died in Mount Vernon on December the 14th of 1799, living a little bit over, 67 years? He was the eldest son of Augustine Washington, what a wonderful name, and his second wife, Mary Ball, and belonged to the third generation of Washingtons who had lived in America. That would put George Washington and my ancestors in about the same time period. Augustine was a well-to-do planter who might have afforded every school advantage to his son had he not died before George was 12 years old. The father's death left the son in his mother's care with a farm on the Rappahannock as his sole inheritance. This precluded any hope of an education in England, such as his elder brothers had enjoyed, and he, therefore, received the practical and elementary instruction afforded in colonial Virginia. He learned something in books, but more about the forest, life, and manly sports, and the habits of a Virginia gentleman. Formal schooling he quit altogether at the age of 16 and began surveying in the employment of Lord Fairfax, an Englishman who came to Virginia to look after his inherited lands and whose companionship taught Washington some of the conduct and breeding of a man of the world. Now break in there and simply say that I left home and when I was 16 and traveled from where I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska, down to Seattle and enrolled and finished high school on my own. But I too followed along in the same kind of a way here. I got my first job as an office boy and drafter in an engineering firm, Hill and Ingman. And my desk was located in the surveying department. So from the earliest of my youth, I have been associated with, if you will, or working in and around land surveying, civil engineering, architecture, design, and those sorts of things up until the 90s when I gave all that up. Continuing back here, I can understand and appreciate where Washington was coming from, his love of the forest, his love of surveying, getting out, woodcraft, and things like that. It's wonderful. It's far more enjoyable than becoming, perhaps, I don't know, a real corporate politician. I'll just go back to the article. This life came to an end in 1751 when the failing health of his elder brother Lawrence caused him to seek recuperation in the Bahamas. In the Bahamas. Very important. Where did Alexander Hamilton grow up? In the West Indies. Not far from the Bahamas. Might be some connection in there that I still haven't found yet. Thither George went with him, only to bring him back to die. As executor of his brother's will, he assumed so many cares that his surveying profession had to be abandoned altogether. I'll let that go. If you want to find out more about George Washington, there's many places to do it. Certainly, if you don't have a set of encyclopedias in your home, keep your eyes peeled. You'll never know what you'll find in flea markets. You'll never know what you find in garage sales as you're driving along and estate auctions if you don't go there. I picked that set of encyclopedias and about 20 other books up one day for the grand total of $20. An absolute bargain. Here's another one of these bargain books I'll share with you. We'll begin a little bit out of this. Let's see how many minutes we've got. A couple of minutes. We'll have enough to get us started. Maybe not. This is out of the Harvard Classics, volume number 43, American Historical Documents. This was a library book that was released into a private collection and from a private collection to a used book dealer in Neosho, Missouri. Neosho, Missouri being, of course, the Confederate capital of Missouri during the War of Northern Aggression. And this is the time period, it looks like, from 1000 to 1904, American Historical Documents. And this was copyrighted in 1910. This is an original, first edition, published by P.F. Collier and Sons. And it has some marvelous things in the table of contents. I'll share a little bit with you about that. They have an article on, all of these are pretty lengthy articles, but they have an article on the voyages to Vinland. That helps you, that's circa 1000. It helps you to understand that Cristobal Colom and Americus Vespucci did indeed cross the ocean. But as far as discovering America, I think we have to credit it back to Leif and the boys in their oar boats and sailboats, the Vikings, if you will, the Icelanders, et such. Then there's the letters of Columbus to Louis de Saint-Angel announcing his discovery. This was 1493. Amerigo Vespucci's account of his first voyage, 1497. Then there's John Cabot's discovery of North America, 1497, the first charter of Virginia, 1606, the Mayflower Compact, 1620, the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut in 1639, the Massachusetts Body of Liberties, 1641, all very interesting reads. And when I read these books and these texts, I'm profoundly, it's profound how well they wrote. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, we'll lose some weight.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
No, it's traditional on Washington's birthday on President's Day to read George Washington's farewell address, but you know, it's a lengthy document. If you haven't read it, I would recommend that you find it on the internet or go to your own library and find a copy of it and read it for yourself. I have here from this book that I introduced a little bit before the break, Harvard Classics, The American Historical Documents. I have a copy, and again, this was published. This is the first edition. This is Harvard Classics. This is published in 1910 by the Colliers. This is probably quite accurate. But this is Washington's first inaugural address. I guess we might as well start off bury the usurper's presidency, if you want to call it that, the unqualified one, with a reading from Washington's first inaugural address. We'll see where the time goes. I might read it all. It's only 3 pages or so in the book. Maybe we can finish it. This was in 1789. Remember, George Washington had no upper formal education. At 16, he took to the woods and started surveying. I think he writes well. Here's the introduction to this, again, from the Harvard Classics. At the first election held under the Constitution, George Washington, who had been chairman of the convention which framed the Constitution, was unanimously chosen president. The inaugural address was delivered in Federal Hall at Wall and Nassau Streets in New York, April the 30th of 1789. And here's how it reads. I'm sure he had help, but it's eloquent. Among the vicissitudes incident to life, no event could have filled me with greater anxieties than that of which the notification was transmitted by your order and received on the 14th day of the present month. On the one hand, I was summoned by my country, whose voice I can never hear, but with veneration and love, from a retreat which I have chosen with the fondest predilection, and in my flattering hopes, with an immutable decision as the asylum of my declining years, a retreat which was rendered every day more necessary, as well as more dear to me, by the addition of habit to inclination, and of frequent interruptions in my health, to the gradual waste committed on it by time. On the other hand, the magnitude and difficulty of the trust, to which the voice of my country called me, being sufficient to awaken in the wisest and most experienced of her citizens a distrustful scrutiny into his qualifications, could not but overwhelm with despondence one who, inheriting inferior endowments from nature, and unpracticed in the duties of civil administration, ought to be peculiarly conscious of his own deficiencies. In this conflict of emotions, all I dare aver is that it has been my faithful study to collect my duty from a just appreciation of every circumstance by which it might be affected. All I dare hope is that if in executing this task I have been too much swayed by a grateful remembrance of former instances, or by an affectionate sensibility to this transcendent proof of the confidence of my fellow citizens, and have thence too little consulted my incapacity, as well as disinclination for the weighty and untried cares before me, my error will be palliated by the motives which misled me, and its consequences be judged by my country with some share of partiality in which they originated. Such being the impressions under which I have, in obedience to the public summons, repaired to the present station, it would be peculiarly improper to me to omit, in this first official act, my fervent supplications to that almighty being who rules over the universe, who presides in the councils of nations, and whose providential aids can supply every human defect, that his benediction may consecrate to the liberties and happiness of the people of the United States a government instituted by themselves for those essential purposes, and may enable every instrument employed in its administration to execute with success the functions allotted to his charge. In tendering this homage to the great author of every public and private good, I assure myself that it expresses your sentiments not less than my own, nor those of my fellow citizens at large less than either. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. And in the important revolution just accomplished in the system of their united government, the tranquil deliberations and voluntary consent of so many distinct communities from which the event has resulted cannot be compared with the means by which most governments have been established. Without some return of pious gratitude, along with an humble anticipation of the future blessings which the past seems to presage, these reflections arising out of the present crisis have forced themselves too strongly on my mind to be suppressed. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none, under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can be more auspiciously commenced. By the article establishing the executive department, it is made the duty of the president, quote, to recommend to your consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient, close quote. The circumstances under which I now meet you will acquit me from entering into that subject farther than to refer you to the great constitutional charter under which we are assembled, and which, in defining your powers, designates the objects to which your attention is to be given. It will be more consistent with those circumstances and far more congenial with the feelings which actuate me to substitute, in place of a recommendation of particular measures, the tribute that is due to the talents, the rectitude, and the patriotism which adorn the characters selected to devise and adopt them. In these honorable qualifications, I behold the surest pledges that as, on one side, no local prejudices or attachments, no separate views or party animosities will misdirect the comprehensive and equal eye which ought to watch over this great assemblage of communities and interests, so on another, that the foundations of our national policy will be laid in the pure and immutable principles of private morality and the preeminence of a free government be exemplified by all the attributes which can win the affections of its citizens and command the respect of the world. I dwell on this prospect with every satisfaction which an ardent love for my country can inspire, since there is no truth more thoroughly established than that there exists in the economy and course of nature an indissoluble union between virtue and happiness, between duty and advantage, between the genuine maxims of an honest and magnanimous policy and the solid rewards of public prosperity and felicity, since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained, and since the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps, as finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. Besides the ordinary objects submitted to your care, it will remain with your judgment to decide how far an exercise of the occasional power delegated by the fifth article of the Constitution is rendered expedient at the present juncture by the nature of objections which have been urged against the system, or by the degree of inquietude which has given birth to them. Instead of undertaking particular recommendations on this subject, in which I could be guided by no lights derived from official opportunities, I shall again give way to my entire confidence in your discernment and pursuit of the public good. For I assure myself that whilst you carefully avoid every alteration which might endanger the benefits of a united and effective government, or which ought to await the future lessons of experience, a reverence for the characteristic rights of free men and a regard for the public harmony will sufficiently influence your deliberations on the question how far the former can be more impregnably fortified or the latter be safely and advantageously promoted. To the preceding observations, I have one to add, which will be most properly addressed to the House of Representatives. It concerns myself, and we'll have to pick that up on the other side.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The Global Controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
And I'll return to the last two paragraphs of Washington's first inaugural address in just a moment, but I must tell you that throughout the day there's lots of programming, if you will, broadcasts coming up shortly, immediately after this broadcast. You'll have the opportunity from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time to listen to The Global Reality with Josh Reeves. Following Josh, this Outside the Box with Alex Danzeri. The Intel Strike Report follows that. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda follows that. And then Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers takes you all the way up to midnight, at which time the Midnight Rider climbs on the horse once again, kicks his leg over that Harley and runs all night till 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's lots of broadcasts. You can listen 21 hours a day right here on Oracle Broadcasting. And the number remains 866-841-1065 for international callers. Of course, you can always send your ideas to me for guest show topics and news. Let me know how we're doing, where you want the broadcast to go at host@vocallocal.org. Again, my email is host@vocallocal.org. Now closing out George Washington's first inaugural address, the last two paragraphs. To the preceding observations, reiterating, I have one to add, which will be most properly addressed to the House of Representatives. It concerns myself, and will therefore be as brief as possible. When I was first honored with a call into the service of my country, then on the eve of an arduous struggle for its liberties, the light in which I contemplated my duty required that I should renounce every pecuniary compensation. From this resolution I have no instance departed, and being still under the impressions which produced it, I must decline as inapplicable to myself any share in the personal emoluments which may be indispensably included in a permanent provision for the executive department, and must accordingly pray that the pecuniary estimates for the station in which I am placed may, during my continuance in it, be limited to such actual expenditures as the public good may be thought to require. Having thus imparted to you my sentiments, as they have been awakened by the occasion which brings us together, I shall take my present leave, but not without resorting once more to the benign parent of the human race, in humble supplication that, since he has been pleased to favor the American people with opportunities for deliberating in perfect tranquility and dispositions for deciding with unparalleled unanimity on a form of government for their security, of their union and the advancement of their happiness, so his divine blessing may be equally conspicuous in the enlarged views, the temperate consultations, and the wise measures on which the success of this government must depend. I give you George Washington. Compare that with Barry the Usurper. Can you imagine anyone in government today, in Congress, in the executive branch, in that hidden administrative branch in FEMA, or in any of the other government positions, who would simply turn their back on any emoluments, any compensation, any fees, and serve their country as a servant of their country, rather than just a prostitute in a Congress, intercoursing one with the other. Important distinction towards the end of this, the idea of deliberating and a deliberative assembly. On future broadcasts, I'd hoped perhaps today to introduce the Robert's Rules of Order. It has nothing to do with me. The name actually is Henry M. Robert, not Roberts, plural, as my name is. But this book we will begin to share on a daily basis, hopefully a little bit whenever there is time, so that you get an understanding of just what is a deliberative assembly and just what is the vast difference between a republican form of government, limited as it is by our constitutions, both federal and state, and the various charters for all of the various counties and whatnot, the vast difference between a republican form of representative government and democracy and socialism or communism, any of the various isms. There is a disease that certainly besets this country, and it is the primary goal of Vocal Local to expose that disease. And then, rather than wringing our handkerchiefs and reacting to every wind of doctrine and every rumor of war that comes down the pike, instead of that, to become, if you will, allow me the use of the word, proactive, where we actually begin to take back our system of government. By becoming involved in that system of government, there's very little time. If the established two-party political system is a problem, and it's a great problem, it's the most pernicious disease around the world, then certainly a third or a fourth or a sixth or a 12th or a 15th party is not going to be the solution. That just adds more fuel to the fire of the problem. It just makes the disease worse. So rather than chasing after the symptoms, and as you've heard many times before, rather than thrashing at the branches, we're going to go to the root. Unlike many people, I am an advocate of the abolition of the established political party system. And though mentioned in George Washington's farewell address and in his inaugural address and throughout the Federalist Papers, the admonition, the warning was against parties and factions, not for their creation. Largely that came about through the animosity and the dispute between Alexander Hamilton, the foreign-born Tory, the bean counter from the West Indies, with a very unusual name in his mother's family tree anyway, Levine. Hard to say how long the international bankster gangsters or the Jewish central bankers have had their finger on our button, so to speak, been pulling our financial strings. But nevertheless, no matter how you feel or what your research has revealed about Alexander Hamilton, there was a great divide between Hamilton and Jefferson, which resulted in Washington's cabinet being divided on banking issues and others, John Jay's treaty being part of the dispute. As you know, it's all history now, but Jefferson went on to form the Republican Party and then the Democratic Republican Party, but it was a long time before they really became formal parties. I think about the 1840s, somewhere in there. So we really were talking about parties and factions as being people arrayed on opposite sides of an issue. So Congress could come, hubba, 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 in one corner on one issue, and the other guys would be in the other corner, hubba, hubba, hubba. They'd come back together, they'd break, and they'd come back together, and they would vote. And on that issue, the deliberative assembly, following the Constitution and the rules of assembly, and Jefferson wrote a book on that, they would decide as representatives from their various districts, counties, precincts, you know. So there is a difference, you know, between this. And so we need to understand a little bit about Robert's Rules of Order, because when we go out and become vocal local in our communities, most of the time Robert's Rules of Order is the rule of order for the business that is conducted. And if you do not know Robert's Rules of Order, you'll simply be ruled by it. These are the things we can learn, handy little tips and tricks, that if we become proficient at these and be adroit and quick and swift about what we're doing, we may very well be able to turn the tide in 2010 and 2012 and keep our country. If we do not, it's gone, and gone utterly. We will have given up or turned our back on the greatest birthright ever known to man, in my opinion, researched as it is, and supported by many others, that never before was such a government created, and not one has been created like it since, although many other republics were formed. We'll talk about other people, Thomas Paine, another guy that I like to read. This is, as I like to say, the home of philosophical radicalism, and all of our founders were, indeed, in fact, radicals. They had a radical new idea. It was called freedom. And freedom is popular today, and it remains the best hope for America, just as it did back then. And so we're going to try and go in that direction further and further. I hope to be able to lay out my ideas in a way that you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about creating some kind of a totalitarian government, a one-party system. No, I'm talking about a no-party system. Let us come back under. Let us come back under the Constitution for the United States of America and give it a test drive such as it has never had before, and see whether or not what they created then was actually a divine document, perhaps. Inspired, revealed, however you want to look at it. Until then, have a great afternoon, a great day, and I'll be back here again tomorrow on Become Vocal Local. Till then, goodbye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one count.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.